good.
A little lower.
Test, test, test.
Welcome to the first episode of Prodigy Revisited. On this very short microcast, we talk about Star Trek Prodigy series. It's your host, Jean McDonald, from Voyager Revisited, with my nephew, John. And we've just watched the first episode of Star Trek Prodigy. What did you think, John?
I liked it because it's kind of like an adventure series.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, there's this purple guy who wants to escape from a ginormous rock that this robot guy doesn't want anyone escaping from it. And he finds this ship to help him get out.
Yeah. So, well, how did he find the ship?
He was mining and found it while he was mining.
Mm-hmm. Did he find it by himself?
No.
What? Who was with him?
This big person who was basically made out of rock.
Oh. What did they do when they found the ship? What happened when they first found the ship?
They went inside, and there was this robot guy called Zero something, and the black guy with the robo suit wanted... Well, there was this other girl person who said she could no longer protect him, the purple guy, until he found that robot.
Oh, Prisoner Zero?
Mm-hmm.
Fugitive Zero.
Fugitive Zero.
Yeah. So what did they do? What was their plan?
Their plan was to get off of that big rock place with that ship, and one time the purple guy tried to use this bussy floaty thing to zoom off a ramp into the space, but unfortunately he didn't make it. And along the way they met this repair guy, this machine worker guy, and the machine worker guy helped them get the ship up and running.
Yeah. That was pretty handy.
And once they got it up and running, they tried to fly out, and the purple guy had to put up the shields while he was basically in a fight with the robo guy. And just when he was about to die, he put up the shields so nothing could get in. And then he got back in the ship and was safe.
And then what happened?
After that, they zoomed out. Almost out, and then the guy fired a cannon, the robot guy fired a cannon, and it made pieces fall that they had to swerve past, and finally they made it into space.
That was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So who else was on the ship?
A slug guy and the girl was tied up because she, like, had this thing attached to her arm and it became a sword. And she tried to fight, but unfortunately they zipped her up in this chair.
I thought that sword was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. The sword was, like, part of her arm or something.
Yeah.
So I think that's everybody then. Purple guy, rock kid. Because were you surprised when you could finally understand the rock?
Yeah.
That, why was it surprising?
Because he had like a squeaky voice, sort of.
Yeah. Like a little kid, like a really little kid. And then there was the girl who was the hostage.
Mm-hmm.
And who's the bad guy? Did you catch that? There's a badder guy than the big robot.
The guy who said, "Where's my ship?
Where's my ship? Get me my ship," or something. He's the father of the girl.
And also, when they made it into space, that girl was surprised because she saw so many stars.
That was exciting. And then what happened at the end when the rock guy said, "And you did it without any help?" And the whole ship started to light up. And then what happened? Do you remember?
They met the Zero guy?
No, right at the end. Somebody else appeared.
Oh, yeah. The hologram person?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hologram person said they were going to help guide them on the ship.
Yeah, so it's like a hologram teacher. So are you excited about this show?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to watch the next episode when it comes out?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think it's going to be a video game someday?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because it would be a good video game anyways.
Yes, it would. So should we sign off for Prodigy Revisited, episode one? All right, signing off.
Bye.